do you think hypnotists do? The more you popularise it, well, I'm saying, I'm not blaming you, do you think hypnotists do?
I mean, recently I saw an interesting survey that showed that 7.5% of American psychotherapists admitted to slept with their patients. Now, there's not hypnosis there, but there's a prestige relationship.
Yeah.
So in a sense, you know, they're using the coercion of that. So I'm sure it does happen.
What does that do to, I know you're not in a single man's role, but in establishing a relationship to someone, yeah. Is there that kind of distance where she says, hang on, it was up last night a moment ago, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. are they suspicious of you initially? Is that have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I do, you know, and sometimes, you know, Claire suddenly comes out of a trance and there's a whole pile of ironing being done.
Claire,
you know,
being
she
your...
just, yeah.
No.
I'm joking, of course.
But how about this? Within the confines of a loving relationship then,
yeah.
Supposing your partner says, hey, hypnotise me, honey, don't blame it on that. Do you never use it in your private life? Not just sexually, but in any way.
Well, I suppose you could do, but...
I'm saying, these are the questions, people. Whenever I've seen your work, everyone thinks, cool, if I was an hypnotist, it's like if I was invisible. Other blokes always have fantasies of being invisible as well. Hanging around in bathrooms to the kingdom come. But do hypnotists, can you just knock something off like that?
No, I mean, it's more than just... knocking something off. It's you know, it may take an evening or a couple of days or even weeks before you finally are able to you know, deliver the suggestion that you want. But some people can do it in less time. Some people are really slick and, you know, skilled at this.
You saw a little film earlier, you know. I may be going a little thin on top, and so are you, Paul, by the way. Anything that can be done, is there anything that hypnotism can do for us?
Well, if I could, Dan.
Exactly, that's what I mean, you see. I would be sitting here eating up with a fork and a spoon if you said I was going bald and now I've got this lush head of hair. What can we do?
Certain things it's not good for, yes.
Yeah? You can't tell the old cranny to force a few more out there, no?
I wish you could.
So you can't have it off through it, you can't make hair grow. Well, you did this, Paul, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't say you couldn't have it off through it.
You did, you said you could. But main thing is, it does entertain millions and millions and millions of people, and a couple of hundred here in the studio. That is Paul McKenna, everyone!